Every now and then I get a special request for points, well made, and this past week I got an email from the Sunday school teacher of the second grade. Second grade means what? 8 years old? Seven? 7 and 8 years old. I visited their class a few weeks ago. They wanted to hear what a monastery is and what it's about. And she said they had some follow-up questions. They had 5 follow-up questions. So I'm going to try to make them as adult appropriate as possible for this venue. When you go out for things, how do you get back in? Do you have a key? Are there security guards? Okay, now I'm going to speak about the monasteries on Mount Athos, and I can really only specifically speak about the one I was at, but we'll say that they are like fortresses, and the main gate does shut and does have locks, and usually it's metal. These things were built at a time where there could have been pirates and, you know, intruders. So once you're in for the night, they lock it from the inside. There's no getting in. There are keys, but you don't get in from the outside. You have to be let in from the inside. So you communicate with the monastery. If you have to go out, you go out. Now, modern times, maybe some of the monasteries have installed, you know, modern security systems, but I'm unaware of them. And no, there are no security guards other than all those guardian angels and, you know, the saints that are guarding the monasteries. Second question is, how do you apply to go to a monastery? Maybe we have some vocations burgeoning here, but anyway, so that would differ from monastery to monastery. There was a time when there weren't a lot of people applying, trying to be monks. And so back in the 1980s, for example, when I went to Mount Athos, all I did was I walked into the monastery, I said, I kind of want to try it out. And they said, okay, try it out. I stayed, you know, for a year. And then, you know, they made me, you know, a monk. That year is called the novitiate, when you're a novice and you try out the life. You see whether you like it there. They see whether they like you being there. And then, you know, if you make it for a year, I guess you can make it for a long time. But other monasteries, for example, were so cool that they had a waiting line and a waiting list. So they had an actual application process, and you would have, you know, there might have even been paperwork. I don't know. That wasn't the case in my monastery. We were number 13 out of 20, so we weren't really the cool ones. But so that varies from one monastery to another. But aside from any formal application, you know, there is the trial period, which is usually 1 to 3 years, and that kind of tests out whether you can really handle it. Do monasteries specialize in certain things? Do some grow vegetables or bake bread for other monasteries? So on Mount Athos, it's not the monasteries, the 20 big monasteries that specialize in certain things. The specializing of painting icons or making chalices or carving wood, those monks that do those things usually live in smaller houses outside the monasteries. So all the monasteries that I know of bake their own bread, raise their own vegetables. There might be some monasteries that publish books, you know, more than others because they have scholars. Or there might be a monastery that has an iconographer as a brother of the monastery, but that doesn't really make the monastery specialize in certain things. They specialize in prayer, in fasting, and keeping vigil, and living in a community, and then all the rest kind of is the same. Are the monasteries close together? So on Mount Athos, you realize it's a 14-mile long peninsula, 2 or 3 miles wide, I think. And depending where you are, the monasteries on my side were about 1 hour walk from each other. You could walk to them or you could take a boat to them. And then recently in the last 30 years, they've built some roads and you can take, you know, you can take jeeps and stuff like that. But so we would say about 1 hour walk from each other. And Christina's personal favorite was, did you have any earthquakes while you were there? And as a matter of fact, we had like 3 or 4, which was, I had never experienced an earthquake in my life. It was quite jarring in every respect. And most of them were tremors at night, but there was one which shook much of Greece, but it shook Mount Athos as well, and there was some damage at the time. Let's stand and pray now.